President-elect Biden's wish list for economic stimulus. I'm David Brancaccio. Incoming President Biden laid out what he's calling his American Rescue Plan last night, $1.9 trillion of programs to get people through the pandemic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with some details. For individuals, what's in there?
Well, David, there are an additional direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans. That adds up to $2,000 per person if you combine it with the $600 in the most recent relief package. And the extra federal unemployment benefit would be increased to $400 a week. President-elect Biden is trying to narrow the wealth gap. He says the pandemic has made it a lot worse.
You won't see this pain if your scorecard is how things are going on Wall Street. But you will see it very clearly if you examine what the twin crises of a pandemic and this sinking economy have laid bare.
And Nancy, some goals were longer term.
Yeah, Biden wants a nationwide $15 an hour minimum wage, but the emphasis last night really was on immediate relief. We talked to Jason Furman about this. He's a Harvard economist who was chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. He says the thinking now goes like this.
These households are hurting. How can we help? These states don't have enough money. What can we do to get the money? We need money for vaccination. Let's do that.
And chances Congress will go along with this?
Well, Democrats, of course, will have a razor-thin majority in the Senate, but Biden could get support from some Republicans who've been urging him to top up the relief checks to $2,000.
Nancy, thank you. Stock index futures this morning down, with the S&Ps down 0.5%. Some companies with frontline workers are offering incentives to encourage employees to go get vaccinated. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Regulators have ruled that companies can require most of their workers to get vaccinated, but employers appear to be opting for encouraging workers instead. Instacart is giving its grocery delivery drivers a $25 stipend. The grocer Trader Joe's and the variety store chain Dollar General are offering the equivalent of 4 hours of pay. The companies say they want to make sure workers don't have to choose between maintaining their income and getting vaccinated. Neither Dollar General nor Trader Joe's have in-store pharmacies. Target, which does, says it won't offer pay incentives, but those pharmacies will make vaccines available to staff. The government's vaccine advisory panel has set grocery workers among the second group to get immunized. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
In 2017, the value of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin inflated like a Dutch tulip bulb or a dot-com version one company and later collapsed. But since this last October, the price of Bitcoin has more than tripled from $11,000 to a record high of nearly $42,000 1 week ago. But even though all assets that go up can come down, now institutional investors are taking Bitcoin and other digital assets more seriously. Jordy Visser is president and chief investment officer of Weiss Multi-Strategy Advisors. Welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
There was a nasty moment there where it couldn't go down, then suddenly it went down terribly about 4 years ago. One would be forgiven for being leery, yet this month, new all-time highs.
Well, this is very different to me. This is not the same as what was going on then. You know, I won't even call it an asset back then. I would say it was a thought or a dream. The most impressive thing and the first thing that matters now is that time kind of decides whether something was a bubble or just the early stages. And that's what's changed this time, time and the quality of the investors.
But it's your sense here in 2021 that Bitcoin has reached a point in, what should we call it, its maturity, that big dog investors, institutional players, should be able to put some in their portfolios, you think?
Yeah, well, I think there's four parts to this that I think people are becoming more comfortable in. And remember, the fiat system, which is what all assets are, they're about trust and beliefs. So Bitcoin is no different. And where there's growing belief is as a store of value, similar to gold. There's a growing belief of it as a future medium of exchange, so being used as a payment system, which gold never was able to accomplish. It's definitely a future of technology. But then you also have something which is We really printed a lot of money last year during 2020, and it continues. And if you can just print money out of thin air in a way that had never been done before, at sizes never done before, then I think Bitcoin becomes a fiat asset inflation hedge as well.
You just have to convince famed investor Warren Buffett. I mean, last I heard, he couldn't stand this Bitcoin stuff.
Well, I don't think you'll ever get everyone involved. And I will remind everyone, there were a lot of people who doubted the iPhone in 2007. The demographics on who are the purchasers or the users of Bitcoin is skewed dramatically towards the younger demographic, and specifically below the age of 50. The reason that's important, you try to find what people will purchase going forward. Warren Buffett will be the first person to admit he probably has no reason to buy Bitcoin. The generational wealth transfer around the globe is approximately $68 trillion, which will be leaving the baby boomers and going into the millennials and the Gen Zers and down the food chain, who are more accepting of this. So as every day there's another baby boomer that gives money to their children or grandchildren, those are people that view it as an asset already.
Jordy Visser is President and Chief Investment Officer, CIO of Weiss Multi-Strategy Investors. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
And beyond the heavyweight institutional investors, rules are changing that could make it easier to ask a registered financial advisor to add some Bitcoin to a portfolio. Marketplace.org, if you missed that piece on the air today. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.